morning, everyone.
Good morning, man.
It's great to be together today. Thank you, David. Good morning. My wife did a great job with those announcements.
Yeah.
Wow. I was inspired. I want to go to Women's Day. I saw you clap. You want to go? Man. Oh, gosh, it's a beautiful day, man. I was on the way in. I was praying, God, I pray that the service is as beautiful as the weather is today. This something feels good about this right time of the year. See, we wouldn't appreciate days like this if we didn't have those dark, cold, Chicago-looking days. Anytime I get a chance to make fun of Chicago is a good opportunity, you know? The Lord's going to have me probably retire in Chicago. I better stop it, amen? All my grandchildren will be in Chicago, and I'll be like, if all my grandchildren go to Chicago, I will move close. But I can't live. God, please don't. I'm sorry. Let's see. So we are doing a series called, our theme this year is Light of the World. And so today's sermon is from Psalm 119, and the title is A Light to My Feet. One of the famous passages in the Bible, right, Psalm 119 is that, and you guys probably know this, Psalm 119 is really one of these psalms. It's sort of, it's written, you know, it's the longest book in the Bible, right? Psalm 119. But I don't know if you know, it's written in 8-verse increments, right? And each of the verses, there's 22 of those 8-verse increments. Am I saying that right? Okay. There's 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. So each of those increments starts with a Hebrew letter. So it would be like, we have 26 letters, it would be like A, you know, B, but each of the verses in each section starts with the equivalent of the letter A. So this is so that it's easy to memorize, right? So it'll be like, you know, Psalm 119, 1 through 8 would all start with the letter A, okay? And but every verse would start with the letter A, okay? So the Hebrew starting letter, I don't speak Hebrew, Aleph, right? And the last letter is Tav, okay? So you can imagine all 22. So this is so that it's easy to remember because not everyone had a Bible like we have today. And so these were easy, made it easy to remember. Maybe some of you knew that, right? Anyone know that already? Okay, good. I'm glad I didn't give you useless information, amen? Good. One of the more famous verses, of course, if you know, I will say this, that the Psalm 119, Jesus quotes, by the way, is one of those chapters, it's all about God. You read Psalm 119, you learn so much about God. In fact, it probably is a good, like you have someone read about, you know, we have people read through the book of John. This is a great chapter to have people read to. You can read through all that whole chapter and you will learn about God's heart. You'll learn about who God is. You'll learn what God values. You'll learn about the power of his word. It is full, chock full of incredible wisdom. But we're going to talk just about one verse today. I used to be critical of these preachers that would do a sermon on one verse. Like, come on, man. And now I'm doing it. Amen? Psalm 119, 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Let's go to God in prayer. God, you are amazing. We thank you for your word. It is powerful in every way. We thank you that you've given it to us. We are so undeserving to be able to have your word available to us and to have such access to you, God, that We don't have to go through anyone. We could really, at any time, we could approach you. There's no curtain we have to get behind in order to be intimate with you. We don't have to get, we can always be in the presence of the Holy of Holies. We thank you for that. We're undeserving of that. And God, some ways we may be tempted to take that for granted, God. But God, I thank you that we can come together at times like this morning. We can sing, we can take communion together, we can give together, we can look at what we've got going on in this church. And God, we can sit and meditate on your word together. I pray that the message today inspires us, it moves us, it challenges us, it comforts, God, those that need to be comforted. And God, wherever we need to be made uncomfortable, God, we trust that you will do that as well. And we do it, we pray all of this in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen. 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 Imagine walking through a pitch black forest. Let's see if this is going to work. Can we get a pitch black? We got too much. Okay, that kind of doesn't really work. Not, hey, that's closer. Yeah, close. Then they wouldn't see this, Zachary. Leave my audience alone. So this is obviously not a traditional clay lamp that someone would have been walking with. But if this room was pitch black, you would only be able to see this lamp. In other words, a lamp doesn't really operate like a flashlight. You know, a flashlight, you can shine, and I'd be able to see for miles. If anyone, I grew up in Louisiana, the backwoods of Louisiana. I grew up in New Orleans, but I was born in the backwoods of Louisiana, and that's where my family is from. And you go out into the country, and at night, it got dark. I mean, so dark. We go out and play hide and seek, and all my cousins would make fun of me, like, we're not going to be able to find this. Yep, the black jokes are not just for white people. They're for black people, too. So I won all the hide and seek games. Anyway. But I want you to imagine when the Bible says your word is a lamp to my feet. What that means is that God's word, it's not something that you kind of get to see really far into the future. You know, we got a lot of artificial light today, right? You know what I mean? You got street lights, you've got headlights, you've got flashlights, you've got a lot of ways to see a lot of different things. Why don't you imagine a world where there were no streetlights? A world where there were no flashlights, a world where at nighttime you just pretty much went to sleep, which sounds really good if I could live in that. And the older I get, the more I value sleep, amen? You can turn the lights back up, Jeff, thank you. Your word is a lamp to my feet. It's the image the psalmist here. God's word being a lamp to our feet and a light to our path in a world filled with uncertainty, a world filled with confusion, a world filled with spiritual darkness. God's word is the only reliable guide to direct our steps. It really is the only reliable God to direct our steps. You know, when I was a baby Christian, because when I went off to college, my mother said, take this Bible, which is what, you know, I went from Louisiana up to Spokane, Washington. And my mother, it was no cell phone, so I don't know if my mother even thought she would ever see me again. She goes, here, take this Bible in case I don't see you again, you know? I was going a long way from home. And so I go up, and she said, I said, okay. And she goes, I know you're not going to read it, but I want you to read the book of Proverbs. And so I would read the book of Proverbs occasionally, not often. Occasionally I would read the book of Proverbs. Then when I became a disciple, I probably told you this story. I became the young Christian that read the book of Proverbs. And I read it all the time. There's 31 Proverbs. I would read one a day, every day, and I wanted to become a man of wisdom. You can judge whether or not that's worked or not, out worked for me or not. But so recently, I've started reading the book of Proverbs again and the book of Ecclesiastes. And I tell you, you can't help but read through the book of Proverbs and to go, wow, God's word has answers for everything. I read a proverb the other day. I'm pretty sure God just put it in the Bible. And I've read Proverbs a lot. But my daughter's birthday is on the 20th, and so I was reading chapter 20. And in chapter 20, it says, an inheritance gained before its time will not be blessed. And I thought, where did this come from? This is incredible. It brought me back to the prodigal son. Like, yes, if you get your inheritance before time, God won't bless it. Isn't that amazing? I don't know. It blows me away. Maybe it doesn't blow you away. I'm like, wow, the Bible is full of great wisdom. The Bible is amazing, which is why the psalmist says, it is a lamp to my feet. It is the only reliable thing that we have to guide us. Spiritual darkness is in everywhere. And I'm telling you, you oftentimes don't see how you are just sort of, you don't have the vision that you need to see, how dark things are becoming, how maybe you're losing a little hope and how you're becoming a little bit more confusing or maybe a little bit more frustrated or a little more irritable or whatever the case may be. But I'm telling you, the Bible, God's word, it is a lamp to our feet and a light for our path. So today, let's explore three powerful truths from this passage. The first is the word guides our steps, amen. The second is the word illuminates our path, amen. Point three, God's word requires our trust and our obedience. Pretty simple in every way. Point number one, God's word guides our steps. A lamp to our feet. A lamp to our feet. Again, if you were reading the Bible, or if you were in the old, at a time before light was illuminated everywhere, the only thing you could be concerned about if you had a lamp would be your very next step, which required you to move at a different pace. You with me? I mean, right now, we can just sort of kind of, we just go walking, right? But if everything was dark and all you had was a lamp, your next step would be very careful and wise. It may take you longer to get places, but you'd be far more careful. Would you be forced to slow down a little bit, amen? To be a little bit more patient. You would certainly hear things that went bump in the night, you know what I'm saying? But it would require a different pace for sure in life. You know, we don't need to see the whole journey. We think we do, but we don't need to see the whole journey. Oftentimes, we want to see God's entire plan for our lives. We want to know where it's going to be at in the next 5 years, what's going to happen, how this particular challenge will turn out, and what lies beyond the next bend. This is sort of how we live our lives. We're a little bit anxious about the future. What's going to happen and how this will be and how that will be. But I'm telling you, if you live in a time like this, you really just can only take one step at a time. Amen. And that is living by faith, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just one step at a time. But you know, God, he gives us just enough light for the next step.
Amen.
So that we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen?
Amen?
2 Corinthians 7. We walk by faith. We don't walk by sight. And so if you're able to see how it's all going to work out, well, then it doesn't require any faith. Amen? I know how this story is going to end. There's no faith. There's really no suspense. It's kind of boring life. But God wants us to walk by faith. Sorry, 2 Corinthians 5:7. We walk by faith. We don't walk by sight. This is what the ancients were commended for, right? This is what Abraham was commended for. Abraham didn't know exactly where he was going. He knew exactly how it was going to work out. You read Hebrews 11, 8. It was so much Abraham didn't know. But he followed God's voice with every step. And this can frustrate the average Westerner, the average human. We're frustrated because we want to know again, God, I want a flashlight. I want you to shine. I want to know everything's going to happen. If I know how this is all going to work out, then I might decide to kind of walk your way. God goes, no. That's not working my walking my faith. Sometimes God actually doesn't make it easier for you intentionally. God is okay with you not knowing all the details. He is. He's okay with that. He's okay if you don't know everything that's going to go on. God is not sitting around fretful. I don't know. I got to make sure I'm really transparent with them and I tell them everything that's going on. When you're asking God, God, I want to know. God goes, yeah, whatever. That's not important to me. That's important to you. I want you to walk by faith. Amen?
Amen.
It's how he is. In fact, it's even how Jesus was when he was on earth. Jesus didn't tell everything. He often slipped out. He said, you know, he wouldn't tell people who he was. He goes, he would do a miracle. And say, no, don't tell anybody I did that. He goes, well, don't you want everybody to know who you are? No, that's not really important. That's what you think is important. That's not what I think is important.
All right.
He didn't necessarily need to let everybody know. See, the word of God is so practical for daily life, isn't it? It provides us with wisdom to make daily decisions about relationships, about finances, about parenting, about leadership. It's full of wisdom. It helps us discern the right from wrong, the truth from lies. And God, his will, he will always make it. He will always do what he wills. You know, and this is the thing about, you know, God's word is, see, Jesus understood this as well. See, we really are called to live a life of, I pray for this. I came knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door for it. But I live a life of not my will, but your will be done. I mean, I'm kicking heaven's door and go, God, I want this and I need that and I need this to happen now. And I need you to show me not only it happening, but how it's going to happen, how it's all going to work out. And God goes, yeah, I'm not going to do that. I just need you to trust me and take the next step with me. So maybe instead of asking God for our 5-10 year roadmap, and I'm just as guilty as anyone else, maybe what we need to be doing is asking him, God, can you just light my next step? Can you just help me with my next step, Lord? And I will trust you. If you're uncertain, if you're in a season of uncertainty, open your Bible and let God's word be your guide. Let it be your next step. Amen?
Amen.
Point number two, God's word, it illuminates our path. It's a light to our path. If a lamp provides light for each step, a light illuminates the entire path, showing us the direction that God wants us to take. You know, the word is that thing that exposes all of the hidden dangers that might be in life, isn't it? God's word has a way of just, if you read it and you pay attention and you listen to it, it will show you the dangers that are in life. You got to slow down a little bit and read it, amen? And you got to apply it. But if you do that, you will just become one with the word and you will become wiser than you can imagine. That when these things in life that make other people, when they fluster them or they're frustrated, you'll be like, I know God's word. It will illuminate the path for me, amen. Without God's light, we stumble. We stumble over sin. We stumble over people. We stumble over the many temptations there are in life. We stumble over wealth or the lack of it. We stumble over our children going through hard times. We stumble over political situations. We stumble over things that God goes, why are you stumbling over that? Don't you know that I will light your path? But when you're not in God's word, you will stumble over those things. Those things will be the thorns that will choke out the word of God. Amen.
Come on, Ben.
These are the things that will cause you to fall into the deepest pit. These things are like wild animals as you are traveling along the road. They're constantly trying to distract you, tear at you, and destroy your life. But God's word, it reveals the dangers that there are. And what you see in the word, you go, well, this is not new. This has happened before. God has done greater things before. God worked through this leader. In fact, sometimes God, listen to this, sometimes God installs bad leaders for his purposes.
All right, Ben.
Jesus, the Bible says Jesus spent all night praying. Then he chose Judas. Spent all night praying. All night praying, and he chose Judas. Now wrap your head around that one. It wasn't like Jesus was, we wasn't like, you know what? Give me him. No, he prayed all night. All night. See, sometimes we think, well, the end is so bad. You know, I can't, man, we're fretting. And Jesus goes, my time has come. And the one who's going to betray me, that time has come. And he didn't spend his whole life going around, Judas. I'm so worried about Judas, y'all. He wasn't with the disciples going, but y'all better keep an eye out on Judas. Watch him. You know what I mean? He wasn't sitting around fretting about it. And it's amazing because think of the story. Disciples, even when Judas was going to betray him, the disciples going, who's going to do what? I mean, you know, we would have been like, if Judas was in our midst, we'd have been like, y'all, watch him. He'd have shunned him. You know what I like to say? Named him, blamed him, and shamed him. See, boy, when you trust God, though, he just illuminates your path.
Yeah.
And you can go, boy, bad things have happened before, and God is amazing. He will do his thing. Amen.
Amen.
But the word, it exposes the dangers, and it helps us to be able to walk through the paths of life with less fretting, less worried, not worried about the wild animals, not worried about the dangers, not worried about the Judases, not worried about the things that are happening, because, well, we know that God's word in the end will always prevail. The word shows us the right direction to take.
Right.
Our feelings, they always mislead us, don't they?
That's right. Yeah.
The world's values, they distract us. You know, this isn't the last time you're going to feel like the world has gone crazy. You're like, what is happening? What's going on with the world around me? Your parents felt that way? Your grandparents felt that way? And as you get older in life, you're going to go, the world's crazy. You thought your grandparents were crazy. You're just old-fashioned. Now we get a little older, kind of go, the world is crazy. And it's getting crazier, you know what I'm saying? But that's okay, because I have God's word. It's the only thing that I can hold on to.
Amen.
It's what will sustain me. I don't have to listen to my feelings. I can lean on God's word.
Yeah.
Psalm 119, verse 11 says, I've hidden your word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Man, we need to hold on God's word deep in our hearts so that we're not sinning, so that we're not blowing it, so that we're not doing the things that everyone else is doing. We are people of the book, amen? And because of that, We could look at life situations and circumstances. We can see them so differently. We understand that God's word, it will illuminate my path if I stay in his word. Amen.
Amen.
But if you stop reading the Bible, if you stop obeying the Bible, if you stop trusting God in his word, if you stop leaning on his truth and you start leaning on your own wisdom or leaning on the wisdom of others, then you're going to find yourself distracted, frustrated, discouraged. Are you walking in God's light? Or are you trying to just figure things out on your own? I will say to even our young parents, are you trusting God's word to raise your children? Or are you trusting the internet? I mean, I know it has a lot of wisdom. And there's a lot of good stuff out there. There's a lot of bad stuff out there as well. And my favorite, I remember reading an article to do the research to find out this person didn't even have any children. Like, would they read this in a book? You wait till you get your own kids and they're driving you crazy, then you write your book, amen? But are we trusting God? We trust in his word to raise our children. Or are we leaning on our own understanding? Are we trusting God with our finances? Or are we leaning on our own understanding? Are we trusting the word of God? Spend time in God's word daily so that you don't drift off the right path. We need to be in the Bible more than ever, brothers and sisters. And I'm talking about we need to be in the Bible. I'm not talking about being on podcasts, which are helpful, okay? And being people of scripture of the day, okay? I get it. A short, quiet time, we got to have them, amen? I don't have time, I got to have a short, quiet time. But I just think if there needs to be a time in your day and in your week where you just go, I'm just going to get in the Bible, amen? I'm just going to be in God's word. And I'm going to pray, God, help me to lean on you and help me to trust and obey. Port number three, God's word requires our trust and our obedience. You know, a lamp or no light does us any good if we refuse to follow it. Amen. Some people read the Bible and don't follow it. They read the Bible, but they live as though they're in darkness. They're living still like they're in darkness. It's like they're reading the Bible. You remember when I was a baby Christian, we say, you know, people would say, well, I read the whole Bible through. I'm going, well, what does that mean? Like, are you done? I read the Bible. It's read it. I'm done with it. Like, I think it's a little bit more than that. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes we could be people like that. I read my Bible. But are you really doing what it says? James 1:22. Do not merely listen to the word and deceive yourselves, but do what it says. Do what it says. Don't just say you believe, because even the demons believe. And they shudder. You know, the demons, they believe in Jesus. They do. They believe. But they won't obey him. Amen. The demons believe. Trust me, the demons, we know who you are. We know you're the Son of God. But we're not following you. So we don't want to be demonic. Just people who believe. We want to do what the Bible says. Amen?
Amen.
The light of God's word is it's meant to be lived out. Okay? We got to live out God's word every day. And I know it's hard. It's difficult. And we can't do it alone. This is why you can't do Christianity by yourself. You need other people in your life to help you. To set an example for you, to kind of remind you, says, hey, bro, remember we're trying to live this out. You need that. We got to do this together, amen? But, man, if you're lost, if you're in a dark place, and somebody offers you light, and you refuse it, who are you going to blame if you fall down? Some of us, maybe not. We still find a way to not take responsibility for our own stumblings. That makes sense? I mean, you got the Bible. You go, but this person's making me stumble. But you got the Bible, amen? I'm sorry, I can't do anything about all the people in your life, the wild animals on the road. I can't get in the way and make them all go away, scare them all off. Sometimes God allows those things to happen for a reason, amen?
Amen.
But man, we've got to stay in the Word. None of us should ever say, I don't hear from God. God's not speaking. Man, if you open your Bible, God speaks, amen. You open up the Word, He is speaking, He is talking to you, He is saying things to you. You're gonna read a verse, you're gonna go, I don't think I ever saw that in the Bible. I'm pretty sure I read the Bible a lot, and I don't remember that verse. God just put that in there. I know He did. That's why you got to read it so much, so often. But oh, we do way more talking than we do listening to God's word. Amen.
All right, Ben, come on.
We got it all figured out. We got it figured out. We think we know what's best, and I'm telling you, we've got to be in the Word. I'm telling you, you need to be connected to the Word becoming flesh, which is Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
You know, the Bible says the Word became flesh and dwelled among us. Isn't that a beautiful thing? I mean, look to Jesus. He is God's Word with skin on. Just walking around among us, living it out. And Jesus is the one that says in John 8:12, I am the light of the world. And then He tells us that we are the light of the world. Let me tell you how that connects. When the more we're in God's Word, the more we're reading God's Word, the more we need to be sharing God's Word. The more we need to be talking about God's Word.
That's right.
The more we need to have His Word on our lips. The more we've got to be sharing it with other people. I'm not just talking about inviting people to church. I'm talking about we've got to be talking about God's Word with others. Like our fellowship has got to be sometimes more rich with God's Word. It's got to be, what are you getting in the Bible? Those of us that go back a long time, and I'm sure Carlton and Bonita will remember this. Remember those early days after church when everybody was sitting around with the Bible open having conversations? Well, get your phone out, amen. Don't answer the text, but just talk about God's Word. There should be more discussion and talk about God's Word. And it should be something that we should be able to share as we go about. You know, I read this verse today. I saw it in the Bible, never saw it before. Have you ever heard of this before? Or sometimes you can just go about it, maybe with your neighbors, and you can just sort of bring up a proverb. Say, have you ever heard this before? People go, what does that mean? You go, well, you want to study it with me? But I mean, the Bible is meant not only to be lived, but it's meant to be shared as well. Are we living by God's Word, or are we just reading God's Word? Are our lives a light for other people? And the more we read the Bible, the more we become a light for others. The more people realize there's something so different about you. Like your language is different. You talk different. You act different. You walk different. You're just different. The things you think about, they're just different. Even the way you think about that topic, it's not the same. It's very different. You're not just mimicking what you heard other people say. You're not just going along with what other people say. You really are trying to take everything and filter it through God's Word and have a biblical perspective on everything that happens. But the people you're listening to and you're mimicking, how much Bible they read? You just start repeating stuff you hear other people say. Those people aren't reading the Bible. They're not listening to God's Word. They're listening to their feelings. And you're trying to support them. But man, we got to be people in the Word. You want to support them. You want to help them. Show them God's Word. Amen.
Amen.
Live God's truth. And the world will be different. Amen.
Amen.
Walk in the light. God's Word is the only true light for our journey. Amen. So if you're lost, turn to the Scriptures. If you're confused, turn to the Scriptures. If you feel stuck, turn to the Scriptures. If you got decisions to make in your marriage, turn to the Scriptures. If you're trying to figure out how to raise your children, turn to the Scriptures. If you're trying to figure out what you're going to do for work, turn to the scripture. Go, this stuff in the Bible about work. I'm telling you, there's verses in there you've never seen. God just put them in there, trust me. Will you trust God's word to guide you? Even when you can't see the full picture, will you obey the light he gives? Even when the next step is the most challenging, and will you be a light for others in this dark world? The only way we can do it is by letting his light be a lamp to our feet. God bless.